Dear New York, at Northwell Health Go Health Urgent Care, we know whatever comes next, we'll be ready. With 52 centers in our neighborhood, we offer convenient, expert care for minor injuries and illnesses 365 days a year. Can't make it to your local center? The same providers in our centers can see you virtually from the comfort of home. Remember, the health of one of us is the health of all of us. Love, Northwell Health, Go Health Urgent Care.
Good morning, America. This is the Katz Roundtable. Sean Katzmatidis here, Sunday morning. What's going on in America? Well, a lot of suspicions, but I don't know. And with us today, maybe he knows. We have Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky, and he is one smart guy. And good morning, Senator. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me. Glad to be with you.
Tell us, what are your thoughts? There's so many moving pieces going on in those last six states. What do you suspect is going on, and what do you suspect is going to happen?
You know, I'm like a lot of Republicans. There was a survey a day or two ago that said 7 out of 10 Republicans, you know, question the legitimacy of the election. And I'm that way, too, because the day of the election, the night of the election, President Trump appeared to be far ahead. And then drip by drip, the more they counted, it seems like only Biden votes. Now, if it's legitimate, we should investigate it, and they should prove to us that it's legitimate. But we've never had this many mail-in ballots before. It used to be you'd have less than 1% absentee ballots. And there was a problem because people had to worry about whether the right people voted, whether they were, you know, living present at that address, whether they had moved, whether they were a legal voter. It was such a small number of votes that it usually didn't affect the election. But now we're talking about as much as half of the votes being mailed in. So it's incredibly important that the votes be valid. What I've suggested to both the president, the vice president, and their legal team is that they either need a court mandated or a tabulation that they do themselves to look at a random sample of several thousand ballots from Philly, several thousand ballots from Pittsburgh, and see what the fraud rate is. Actually call up the voters and say, did you vote? So if you take 2,000 voters, find out they're legal voters by researching them, call them up and ask if they voted, and then see what the number is. If the error rate or the fraud rate is significant, and you multiply it out to 2 million, and it looks like it would affect the election, then we're gonna have to investigate every ballot. But I don't think he's gonna convince a court to do it on a few anecdotes. He's gonna have to have some statistical sampling that shows that this could be widespread. The liberal media saying, oh well, no evidence of it being widespread. Well, the only way you'd gather evidence is by doing some random samples of the whole.
I understand on Thursday, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court has told the Secretary of State he had no right to extend the voting beyond Election Day. Any feeling on how that's going to play out?
I think that's an important ruling, and it makes sense. The question will be how many votes were cast after the election day or came in late. I think the lead for Biden's about 46,000. You know, if there's 50,000 or 100,000 votes that came in, then it's incredibly important. If there's only a couple of hundred, it's not as important. That's the detail I just don't know, but I think we'll have to figure out over the next couple of days is how many ballots did come in that period of time. The court had already, the U.S. Supreme Court had told them they had to segregate those votes. But the other thing is I've also heard that the absentee votes that were opened in Pennsylvania and other places, that the envelopes were thrown away. Well, the envelope is half of the evidence of whether it's legitimate or not. If it doesn't have a postmark on it, you kind of wonder how it got to you. And then it's not really an absentee ballot mailed in. You wonder if it was harvested in an illegal way. But the bottom line is we need to figure out how many votes came in after the deadline, now that the court has ruled that those are illegal. And then if it's a significant number, we need to figure out and readjust the totals, since those votes will be now illegal.
Senator, it seems like the old-fashioned way of voting was best, where you have a physical machine and you just, you know, say on, off. These electronic systems that they put in, the Dominion system, for instance, which is owned, I understand, by Dianne Feinstein's husband in a big way, and also some relatives of Nancy Pelosi. The nuclear scientists in charge of programming and creating algorithms for that, Who's going to keep track of them?
Well, you know, there's been a lot of us for quite some time. A lot of supporters of my dad, beginning back in 2008, felt like paper ballots were the most accurate and legitimate way to vote, and that you actually had the paper that you could back up the vote by if there had to be a manual recount. And they complained to high heaven about this. They complained about the internet companies and the evidence that some of this was done in foreign countries. So, yeah, there's been complaints for a long time. There was a vocal small minority that supported my dad in 2008, 2012 that talked about the idea of the possibility of corrupting the system once it all becomes electronic or digitalized. I think there's going to be more of a call for that. And, you know, I like the idea of actually, yeah, you fill out your ballot. In Kentucky, we do fill out our ballot, and it goes into a machine that counts it. But I think the machine retains those paper ballots. I think they could actually go back and handcuff those paper ballots if they had to.
Well, Senator, I firmly believe, you know, I believe in one citizen, one vote, and I firmly believe that we have to do something to make sure that there's confidence in our system.
Yeah, I agree completely. And I think if we don't do that, I think that we're going to have 4 years of people feeling like the election was stolen. And, you know, I'm not positive one way or another, but I'd like to see the evidence. And I think the president has every right to ask that the votes be counted.
I agree with you 100%. Anything else you want to tell the American people?
You know, today Biden's talking more about a lockdown. This is absolutely why he's going to be a terrible president. If we get him, he's going to ruin the country. Lockdowns don't work. And in fact, all of the evidence on mandatory masks show that they don't work either. There's about 10 different countries or venues, maybe 20, that instituted mandatory masks. And every one of them, to a T, the infection rate or the COVID rate went up after the mask mandate. Now, this is just showing that, man, really, all of these mitigation strategies, washing your hands, staying 6 feet apart, they really don't work, frankly. And the virus, as the Wall Street Journal put it, is insidious. It does what it's going to do. The only thing that's going to stop it is either enough immunity among individuals in the community or a vaccine. But this idea that we're going to have to stay inside and, you know, Cuomo and all these people saying we can't have Thanksgiving and we can't see other people, it's ridiculous. It's wrongheaded. It's not based in science. And all of the data actually contradicts that man is doing anything to stop this virus at this point.
And they're trying to change our way of life, Senator. Well, thank you so much for coming on board today. One last word?
No, I think you got it. I think we just need to realize that's what's coming. It's more lockdowns, and I'm going to do everything I can to try to prevent Biden from locking us up and locking us down and forcing us to wear masks forever. We can't go on like this forever.
I agree. Senator, thank you so much for coming on this morning, and we'll catch up with you again real soon.
Great. Thanks.